Hello guys. This is your favorite robot voice. Today I am going to read you guys a fanfiction written by Sebastian Force when he was only 16. I hope you will like it. Enjoy. Chapter 1 Intro. The dark room was clouded with smoke as the first lieutenant entered the room. He walked slowly, trying to avoid the big clouds, towards the black desk where a man in black cape was sitting and enjoying his last cigar. What do you want, Zephyrus?
Zephyrus, I'm sorry to disturb you, Lord Rigor, but I have found the perfect team for the mission, as you asked me to.
Rigor, oh really?
Show me.
Zephyrus, here are their files. The first one, Vincent, is an ex-Dragon Knight wit. Rigor, a Dragon Knight here in the World Government Army. I thought they were all killed, protecting the dragons in the Great Dragon War 85 years ago.
Zephyrus, not all of them, some fled and spread around the world. But just very few, it is estimated to be less than 20 of them left.
Rigor, oh, so he is quite on cue then. But why is he in the very same army that killed mostly of his comrades 85 years ago?
Zephyrus, that, I don't know.
Anyway, he has not failed a single mission yet. Our second man, or should I say woman, for the team is Holly. Unlike the other two soldiers, she is a general.
Rigor, a general?
She doesn't look like she's older than 20.
Zephyrus, she's 21, she got trained from a very early age from her father, who I think you know is Captain Salvador, the legendary swordsman, who got killed in a fight 2 years ago against the leader of the rebel force.
Rigor.
Yes.
So that is his daughter.
Zephyrus, yes.
Now to the third one. I don't know if I made the right choice here, but there is something about this kid. Let me read his file. Damien Nezel, half demon, found as an abandoned baby outside a foster home 19 years ago. Joined the army recently after searching for his ancestors, the demon tribe, for 4 years but without results. Completed and returned alone from 2 out of 2 rank exploring missions.
Rigor, returned alone?
Zephyrus, yes. His comrades died on the 30-man missions we knew was Suicide's missions in order to explore and give us information about dangerous areas of the illness world map. He has both times returned alone with information.
Rigor, whom I wonder what his skills are, considering he's a human with demon blood running through his veins.
Good work, Zephyrus, you are dismissed.
Zephyrus saluted him and then left the room.
Rigor spun his chair 180 degrees and gazed down on the city.
Rigor, I wonder if two soldiers and a general will be able to complete the mission assigned for them.
Chapter 2 The Mission. Damien suddenly sat up in his bed, yawning the sleepiness out. Loud knocks could be heard coming from the door. He put on some cloths and headed for the door. Another loud round of banging could be heard.
Damien, yeah, I'm coming. Stop the house demolishing, will ya?
Damien opened the door. Soldier orders from Officer Rufus.
You, Damien Brazil, must attend to a confidential meeting in the headquarters at 12:00 today. We will escort you there. You have exactly 10 minutes to get your equipment and items you want to bring.
Damien, what's all this ruckus? I don't have any meeting scheduled today.
Soldier, this is newly received in for Martian and of most importance, that is all I know.
Please hurry.
Damien, yeah, whatever he said, and slammed the door right in front of the soldier and started packing his stuff.
When Damien entered the conference room at the headquarters, the first thing he saw was a young girl sitting on a chair at the table not far from the entrance. Next he saw a strange looking guy, sitting in the corner with a giant, long, spear-shaped lance on his shoulder. Damien noticed that he was not wearing any army uniform, but something that looked like black snake skin. He was staring in the ground, but as Damien entered he looked up for a few seconds and then down again.
Damien was just going to ask question as Officer Rufus entered.
Rufus, hello, soldiers and officers. You are probably wondering why you are here, so I'm going to explain what I have been told to explain from my superiors.
You three are going on a mission and therefore you are from now on a team.
Damien, what? I hardly know these two weirdos and...
Holly, hey!
Who are you calling weirdo? I'm higher rank than you, soldier.
Damien, whatever.
Holly ignored him.
Holly, but sir, what's up with a sudden mission? And why is it only a three-man mission?
Rufus, I will explain that now if you let me speak.
Damien and Holly were both quiet now, even though you could see that they had more coming.
Rufus, thoughts better.
You have all been chosen by one of my superiors for this mission.
This is a confidential mission. What is spoken about in this room stays in this room.
Those are the orders.
2 days ago, something of importance was stolen from the laboratory in Treno, the main capital of Ionis, was stolen by the rebel forces. A crystal, to be more precise. Information tells us they are heading towards the Forest of Illusions north of here. The mission is to retrieve the crystal by any means necessary.
Damien, why not send a 20-man team, if it is so important?
Holly, idiot, then they will see us coming from continents away.
Rufus, exactly. It takes about 4 days to reach the Forest of Illusions from Treno, and only 3 days from here.
But since they left 2 days ago, we must assume that they are 1 day ahead of you.
So you must have a fast pace.
Holly, you have been assigned the leader for this mission.
Holly, good, but sir, if it is as you say, we must leave immediately then.
Rufus, yes, you are dismissed.
Oh yeah, and one more thing. We do not have any information according to Striang of the rebel group, so be really careful.
Damien smiled and then walked out of the room, followed by the other two.
Holly, let me just make this clear. I am the leader of this mission, you two do as I say, got it?
Damien, whatever.
Vincent, yes.
Holly, good, I don't know what they were thinking when they put us three to header who has no experience in working to header or knowledge of each other's skills.
Damien, who cares, we got to get a move on.
Holly, yes, sorry.
We will cross green plains to get to the Forest of Illusions.
I will take the lead, you follow me.
Let's move out.
Holly was running in front while the other two was some meters behind here.
Damien, Sue, what's your name?
Vincent, Vincent.
Damien, okay, so what's your story?
Vincent.
Nothing that is necessary to know about for this mission.
Damien, okay.
Well, I'm just gonna talk little with the big boss. He said and increased his pace a little to catch up with Holly.
Damien, creepy guy back there.
Who is he?
And why is he wearing that snake skin?
Holly sighed.
Holly, don't you know anything?
He is a dragon knight, and the thing he is wearing is not snake skin, it's dragon scale, which happens to be one of the most strongest materials in the world.
Damien, dragon knight, eh?
Never heard of it.
Holly, idiot.
Damien, shut up.
Holly, the dragon knights were humans living with the dragons. They received dragon magics and learnings, and they always protected the dragons. But 85 years ago, the world government attacked the dragons because they were seen as a threat to the humans. Almost every dragon and dragon knight was exterminated, but some fled when the battle was already lost. I think Vincent here is one of those.
Damien, what?
But how can that be?
He doesn't look much older than 30.
You said it happened 85 years ago.
Holly, I also said that they have received dragon magics, and a dragon has a longer lifespan than a human.
I believe Vincent has gotten some of that increased lifespan from the magic.
Damien, I see.
A moment of silence was cast upon them.
Damien, oh, cool swords you got there.
Can't I see them?
Holly, no you cannot.
Damien, bah, aren't you the boring one? By the way, how come a cute girl like you end up officer in the army?
Holly blushed.
Holly, that's none of your business.
Damien, chill, I was just asking.
Holly, sorry, my father was a captain in the army, he was called the legendary swordsman.
Damien, he was a captain.
Holly, yeah. He got killed in a fight against the rebel leader 2 years ago.
Damien, I'm sorry to hear that.
Holly, thanks. I was raised with just him as a father since my mother died of sickness when I was just a baby. I trained every day from a young age, and I wanted to be just like him.
Damien, well, at least you knew one of your parents.
Holly, what do you mean?
Didn't you?
Damien, well, I was a foster child.
Holly, oh.
I see. The silence once again hit them like a punch in the stomach. They continued running without saying anything for what was left of the day. Holly, let's set up the tent. It's getting late and it's easier to get ambushed in the dark.
Damien, yeah, good idea.
They all fell asleep fast and got up as soon as the sun rose to continue the pursuit. After 12 hours running, Vincent suddenly spoke. His voice startled Damien and Holly since they were not used to hear him speak.
Vincent, I can see them. They are not far away.
Holly, what?
I don't see anything.
Vincent, it's Dragon Vision.
Holly, oh.
Vincent, it's two-man group.
Holly, speed up, guys, let's catch up to them now.
30 minutes later, Vincent spoke again.
Vincent, what the?
Holly, what is it?
Vincent, they stopped, now they are turning around.
Damien, shit, they spotted us.
Vincent, they are smiling at us.
Holly, they are waiting for us.
Prepare yourselves.
Chapter 3, The Battles. Damien, Holly and Vincent landed in front of the rebels. They watched the two really big men carefully. One of them had what seemed to be a giant hammer and the other one some strange looking gloves.
Man one, hey, it seems as we have some followers, Brother Gil.
Gil, yeah, followers, Brother Bill.
Bill, they are soldiers for the government, probably here to recover the crystal.
Holly, thoughts right, hand it over.
Bill, why should I hand over item which brings death?
Holly, stop your nonsense.
And give it to us.
Bill, ha ha, you puns understand so little of reality.
Holly, as you wish, rebels come, we shall throw the crystal with force.
Prepare yourself, she said, and withdrew her swords.
The two brothers started laughing.
Gil, it's funny you mention that since we are the ones being prepared for the longest.
He clapped his hands to head her explosion arts release.
Damien, shit, a trap, both he and Vince jumped to the side.
Holly was not fast enough and had just barely began to jump before the explosive sent her far away, landing hard on the ground.
Damien, Holly.
She it.
Holly, are you okay?
Holly did not reply.
Vincent examined her.
Vincent, she is alive, but unconscious.
Damien turned against them.
Damien, you bastards, you will die.
Gil, oh, I only got one of them.
Bill, well, no worries, now it's one for each of us.
Gil, I want the bad-tempered guy.
Bill, fine, then I will take the funny-looking guy with a big lance.
Damien versus Gil.
Damien ran towards one of the brothers, sending a punch towards him. It was evaded by Gil and countered with a punch of his own towards Damien's chest.
A explosion was created and Damien flew backwards.
Gil, heh? You see, my gloves are just not good looking. They also make a minor explosion when they come in contact with anything.
Damien stood up, coughing up some blood, and then smiled.
Damien, I see, I'll just have to fight fire with fire. Then Demon Art's flaming fist and both Damien's hands ignited.
Galoo, I never seen that one before.
Damien, and you probably are not going to again.
Damien rushed towards Gil again and this time landed a strong punch on his cheek, making him fly backwards and onto the ground.
Damien, how do you like that, huh?
Gil,
hey, yeah?
Explosive arts release.
Damien looked down on his leg, where a small bomb had been attached, started beeping.
Damien, shit, when did H?
The bomb exploded.
Gil, ha ha, while I was flying backwards from your punch, I threw a self-attaching bomb on you. Too small to be noticed while concentrating on a fight.
Damien had a deep wound now on his leg, pouring out louds of blood.
He groaned.
Damien, shit. I was too careless.
He ignited his right hand again.
Gil, what is he doing?
Damien took his burning fist and pressed it hard against the wound.
He groaned in pain.
When he removed his hand, the skin was burned to heter and the bleeding had stopped.
Damien, do you know what gives demons strength? He asked without looking away from the burn mark on his leg.
Gil, no.
Why would I?
Damien Payne, he said with a demonic voice and looked up. His eyes were red as blood.
Gil stepped back.
Gil, huh? What are you?
Damien stood up.
And suddenly he disappeared and appeared next to Gil, whispering in his ear.
Damien, it's over.
He ignited his left fist again and uppercut Gil in the stomach, making him fly up into the air.
Damien jumped after, and landed hundreds of punches within seconds.
Then appeared above him, Demon Art's dark matter. A dark sphere was created between both of his hand. He raised both of his hand above his head and then launched the sphere towards the chest of Gil, making him fly at an extreme speed into the ground, creating a small crater under him.
Damien landed next to him, and seconds later the eyes turned back to normal and Damien fell backwards on the ground. Meanwhile, Bill wildly swung his giant hammer against Vincent, leaving him no opportunity to counterattack.
Bill, ha ha, what's the matter? Afraid to attack? Well then I'll go. He raised his hammer high and then bashed it into the ground in front of Vincent, sending a big shockwave to him. Vincent flew to the side and landed on his back.
Bill, mwah ha ha ha, this is too easy. He charged toward Vincent with his hammer raised on his right shoulder. Vincent had just gotten up before he was hit in the side by the giant hammer. Vincent bounced on the ground.
Bill am not done yet, and he charged again towards Vincent. Vincent got on his knees and jumped far up in the sky seconds before the hammer would hit him.
Gil, what the?
Vincent Dragonheart's dragon breath, and Vincent released a cloud of fire from his mouth. The fire and heat wave pushed Gil away on the ground, landing on his back. Vincent came diving from the sky with his lance pointing at Gil.
Gil shit, he lifted up his hammer in front of him and parried the sharp edge of the lance.
Vincent then landed on the hammer and jumped up again. Dragonheart's lance of thunder. He raised his lance as electricity surrounded it and then threw it. The lance was surrounded by electricity in the form of a dragon.
Gil lifted up his hammer in order to parry.
Vincent, it's no use. The lance went straight through his hammer and pierced his chest.
Vincent landed and removed the lance. He was at his limit. He looked for Damien, and he saw that he seemed to be okay but exhausted.
Vincent thrust his spear into the ground and then sat down next to it.
V1 Zulal. Forsen is a weeb dance game.